The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive.
Country boy can survive.
Yes, this country boy can survive. As can all of you good folks in the audience there. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on a Friday evening, March 22nd, 2024. James Kelso here with you from 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, East Coast time. You're welcome to call in now and then. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. And the I've got something up on my screen I want to share with you. And of course, there's so much news today, it's impossible to cover what's going on. But this is one story that I don't want to get lost in the shuffle here. Yesterday, somebody was convicted in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, named Kimberly Zapata. And who is Kimberly Zapata? She was convicted by a jury with a black judge. I think the jury foreman was a white woman. It looked that way to me. Amazingly, in the city of Milwaukee, Kimberly Zapata, Z-A-P-A-T-A, who was formerly the deputy director of the city of Milwaukee Election Commission, she was convicted on four counts, convicted on all counts. First count was misconduct in office. The second, third, and fourth counts were election fraud, falsifying statements to obtain absentee ballots. And this, you know, this is a wonderful case. You know, all these phonies like Mike Pence, Bill Barr, all the rhinos, of course, all the demon rats, of course, say that the election was the best election ever, cleanest ever. We expect them to lie. But even the rhinos lie. And Kimberly Zapata is wonderful because she's a high election official who is involved in the tabulation of the votes, has a lot of power. She gets to handle the machinery of counting. And she works directly under the election commission director, Claire Woodall Vogg, V-O-G-G. And so she was convicted. She can go to jail for up to 5 years. She'll be sentenced. And we're going to be very interested to see what kind of sentencing she gets. The sentencing is scheduled for, where is it here? Scheduled for sometime in April, I believe. Oh, come on. I wrote it on. Had to write it on the same piece of paper. Anyway, sometime in April, sentencing, May 2nd. Let's see whether she gets a slap on the wrist. She could be sentenced to 5 years in prison. I'm for 500 years in prison. But she was caught with her pants down, caught on camera, caught with signed, photographed, videoed proof that she, and by the way, you notice these people, we don't get any whistleblowers from among these people. They don't rat each other out, these demon rats. But what happened here is that this Kimberly Zapata, the deputy director of the election commission in the city of Milwaukee, where, by the way, in 2020, Donald Trump won Wisconsin. He won it. As of 1 a.m., when Donald Trump went on TV and announced he had won Wisconsin, because he was way ahead, he's like 100,000 votes ahead. So of course he had won. What's going to come in at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.? I mean, are the results going to change at 4 a.m.? Well, we all went to bed. Remember, we were doing the show here that Tuesday night, and we were so happy that Donald Trump had won Wisconsin. He had won the presidency. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. At 4 a.m., 139,000 votes came in for creepy Joe Biden in one big rush. They called it a drop. At 4 a.m., somehow mysteriously, a huge pile of votes, absentee votes, mail-in votes, absentee ballots came in for Joe Biden, including, for instance, an overwhelming number of military. The military doesn't support Joe Biden. Our soldiers don't support Joe Biden. They love Donald Trump. It's so absurd. Anyway, I'm looking at the graph. You can't see it, ladies and gentlemen. But what happened? This is proof absolute. The chances that at 4 a.m. you can see the votes coming in, even on the New York Times vote clock. All of a sudden at 4 a.m., whammo, Donald Trump goes from winning by 100,000 votes to losing by 50,000. That was it. That was the end on Wisconsin. And by the way, that's where January 6th came from. That's where the flag that's waving on my front porch right now, Trump won, baby. All you demon rats out there, Trump won. And you cheated. You lied. You committed, those of you that had anything to do with it, you committed treason. You're the reason the border is open now. You're the reason our economy has crashed. You're the reason that our money is tanking. You did that. The people that have been murdered by the invaders, you killed them. That's right. And but she was convicted yesterday. This is unbelievable. That somebody actually was brought to justice. Now, and by the way, before she went kicking and screaming to her conviction, her boss, the election commission director, Claire Woodall Vog, she was making up all kinds of stories for her second in command, all kinds of stories. One of the stories was how did they catch her? Okay, here's a great aspect to this. A Republican state representative got in her mail 3 military absentee ballots came in the mail to her addressed to somebody who had never lived there. And so she said, this looks fishy. I got 3 military absentee ballots, and they were sent by the brilliant Kimberly Zapata. And then her boss, Claire Woodall Vog, these are social justice warriors. And by the way, folks, election commissions, city government, county government are full of these people. Professional social justice warriors, they don't work. They get a big fat paycheck. They're a team. They work together. They hire their friends, their relatives, and this is how they have a stranglehold on your government. One of the ways. Her boss came in and said, "Oh, she sent out those false. Well, they were actual ballots. They were actual military absentee ballots, which she had requested in writing." Under phony names. She didn't think she'd get caught. But she stupidly mailed some of those absentee ballots to a Republican legislator who then filed a complaint. And her boss then came in and said, well, she did this as an experiment to show how easy it is to rig the system. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So these people are all sucking an egg right now. And but hey, Mike Pence, this happened across the country, and especially in the key states, where they knew how, when Donald Trump was ahead by 100,000 votes, and we were all celebrating, Mike, baby. We were all celebrating because Donald Trump, the guy you hate, had won. And the guy who you oppose now, Mike Pence, you were he made you the vice president of the United States. You ungrateful piece of work. Did you read this article, Mike Pence? Do you have the balls to read the story on the conviction of this election commission deputy director? You don't, Mike Pence. You don't have the balls. And neither do you, Bill Barr. But this is beautiful because this happened everywhere. It was by chance that this one came out because they don't rat on each other. They don't leave any. They don't leave a. They cover their tracks. And the rhinos don't want to investigate this. They don't want to know about the Mike Pences of the world, the Bill Barrs. Bill Barr said it was a wonderful election. Donald Trump was very wrong to protest the election. Very wrong. January 6th was all wrong. The 1 million patriots, Bill Barr, you piece of work. They were there because they can see the truth, you lying sack of garbage. They can see the truth. And you rhinos need to just clear out. Get out of the Republican Party. Leave the country, really, frankly, but at least get out of the Republican Party. We're sick of you. We're through with you. And you've been exposed. And events like this, you can't see the graph here, ladies and gentlemen, but if any of you are statisticians or logicians, when you see this graph with normal votes going up and down and up, and the votes are coming in, the votes are coming in, votes are petering out because it's late at night now, there's not much happening, and then all of a sudden, wham, at 4 a.m., 139,000 votes for Joe Biden. What the hell? It's logically impossible. It's like building number 7 falling of its own volition at free fall speed. It's impossible. It defies physics. It couldn't happen. 139,000 votes at 4 a.m. for Joe Biden cannot happen. It's logically impossible. But that's not good enough proof for Bill Barr or Mike Pence's nitwits, degenerates, corrupt. That's what they are. Anyway, so I wanted to share that with you. Okay, enough time on that. Now, let's go to Truth Social and stuff that's happening right now. What does the president put up? Let's hit refresh and see what the latest from our president is. Now, by the way, that news from Wisconsin is wonderful. That is wonderful because he's going to have to win. We're going to have to win Wisconsin. They're going to, you know, these pieces of garbage like Kimberly Zapata and social justice warrior boss Claire Woodall Vogue, they're going to be working their substantial asses off trying to cheat again. But this time we're watching as best we can. You know, they put up cardboard in the windows. There's video of this woman, Claire Woodall Vogue, loading ballots after ballots without an observer. Without an observer. At one point, she said there was a thumb drive in the 2020. Oh, by the way, their fraud was committed in both the 2020 and the 2022 election. In the 2020 election, Woodall Vogue said, I forgot a thumb drive. I left a thumb drive back at the office. I have to, and then I'm going to send my person. Oh, who was Kimberly Zapata went to retrieve the thumb drive. Now votes don't belong on a thumb drive, folks. Ballots, even mail-in or absentee ballots, don't come in on a thumb drive. But what they did was they loaded thumb drives with whatever the hell they wanted to load on it. By double, triple, 100 times, 1,000 times, 139,000 times. They loaded votes onto a thumb drive. Then they brought in not paper ballots, not absentee ballots, not legitimate, not any legit. They brought in a thumb drive. When they needed, they found out they were 50,000 votes short. They needed a little margin, so they loaded up more than 100,000 votes at 4 a.m., and they did it. They stuck it in the machine, and they certified it. These totally corrupt county officials, these totally corrupt social justice warriors who hate your guts, they hate Donald Trump, they hate everything we stand for. They wish we were all dead. They wish we were all in prison. And they're doing their best to do that right now. The January 6th thing, that's all about that. All kinds of people, military people, police, outstanding citizens, mothers, grandmothers, they're throwing them in jail. No harm done to anybody, no crime, nothing. It's just like Donald Trump's $500 million judgment for nothing. No crime, no victim, nothing, no evidence, nothing. It doesn't matter. And I'll tell you what, let me read you a post from Donald Trump. Let me read you a post from Donald Trump, because he says it all. I saw it a little while ago. I'm sure it's still up. I mean, I'm sure I can still find it. Let me find it for you. And I have to look for the word in all caps, communism. That's the word I'm looking for. President put it up a little earlier today. And okay, let me go. I haven't seen it yet. But what he says, and I want to read his post, not my version of my memory. He said exactly what this is. It's communism. This is communism. Let's see here. Well, let's listen to the president. Now, this is something he put up 2 hours ago.
With his illegal invasion, crooked Joe Biden is trying to destroy the meaning of American citizenship. Under my leadership, we're going to reassert the basic benefits of citizenship because we believe that being an American citizen is something very special and that American citizens must come first. And America must come first. That's why we call it America First. That means we're going to have strong borders to protect the lives of our people instead of accepting millions and millions of migrants with fraudulent asylum claims from all over the world. They're coming in at a level that we've never seen before. They're coming from mental institutions and insane asylums. They're coming from prisons and jails, and they're terrorists. They're coming in at levels that nobody can believe. We're going to stop it. We're going to stop it immediately. And we're going to go back to sanity. Our country is being invaded by 15 million people. It might be 20 million by the time we get crooked Joe Biden out of office. It means jobs and wages are going to go to hardworking American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's going to happen as soon as I get elected. We're going to do it right, just like we did for 4 years. We're going to defend the American worker with tariffs to protect you from the plunder and abuses of foreign countries, including China, where they take your jobs and they sell products into our country and we don't tax them. So all they do is keep taking our jobs and destroying our companies. The interests and dreams of American citizens will come before the demands of outsourcers and foreign nations every single time. We're going to put America first. We're going to make America great again. It's very simple. We're going to bring back law and order to our communities because every citizen has a right to a government that keeps you safe. Safety must be a fundamental benefit of all Americans. And we're going to unleash our nation's vast energy wealth to bring down.
Let's see. Let's go to a break. We'll come right back to our vast energy wealth right after this.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
See here, I just look here at my message board going out to you folks. Oh, including James in Vancouver. Hi, James.
Sir, how you doing? Hello, how you doing, sir? How would you like to knock down a 110-story building? Want to know how to do it so it falls in free fall?
Yes.
Well, you got to learn a little bit of salt. Well, it's more than that, because I talked to Judy Woods in 2020 on another presenter show on RBN, and she agreed with the idea that I presented. It has a lot to do with sublimation of the steel. You got to turn the steel into powder without going into the liquid phase.
Okay, what's the heart to that trick?
The part to that trick is to use a high frequency Tesla coil that will generate very, very high frequencies so that they shake the electrons in the lattice so that the electrons all come out at once. When that happens, the whole damn thing will fall and turn to powder. Then you have to do the concrete. That's another issue. That's another issue.
Well, no, that's interesting and worth exploring. The current And the theory that I find most compelling is that thermite, folks, thermite is what I'm going to give him the thermite theory right now, James. Thermite is the super hot. It's not an explosion. It's a fire, but it's right. explosively fiery. And thermite, which
it's
is
an
made
oxidizer.
Of
it's
very
an oxidizer.
Simple. Very simple. It's
and
basically
it oxidizers suck electrons out. You see.
Right. The key is it's very, very finely powdered iron and aluminum. And when you, it sounds hard to believe, but when you put very, very finely powdered aluminum and iron together, and with some other catalyst elements, you don't have to have the catalyst, but you have, with some catalyst elements, you can supercharge it, and you can get thermite or thermate. And what this is what, if you're wondering how railroads lay railroad track, when they lay two long rails, how do they connect those two rails? They put a boot around the two ends of the rails, they pour in thermite, and then ignite it. And it just, in seconds, it melts that big, heavy iron of the steel of that railroad track, and it welds it, it fuses it together. That's how hot it is. And so thermite has the power to turn steel, no matter how thick it is, no matter how great high grade it is, into water in seconds. It goes to, I forget the temperatures, but it's way beyond the melting temperature of iron, and it's instantaneous, practically seconds. And so that is how, if you're wondering how buildings, how controlled demolitions are done today all around the world, there's one major way that they're done on steel frame buildings. It's with thermite. And they place the charges of thermite all over on the steel beams, tie them together either electronically or by wire, and then set them off in a prescribed order and timing. And it simply cuts through the steel like a hot knife through butter. And one of the, there's so many evidences of the use of thermite in World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7. And I'm not going to go into it on this show. We'll do a World Trade Center show in the future. But there, the guy that you want to consult is Richard Gage, G-A-G-E. He's an architect, engineer, and he's gathered 4,000 other engineers and architects who've all put their reputations on the line. And they have all stated that the everything we got from the so-called investigation, done by whom? Done by whom? Who investigated 9/11? But remember, it's the usual suspects. It's the same names come up over and over again. The same people. So who was persecuting Donald Trump? Oh, it was Robert Mueller. They brought him out of the, they resuscitated him from the dead. They brought this corpse of a man, Robert Mueller, out to try to get Donald Trump. They failed. But who was in charge of investigating 9/11 back in 2001? Well, who was the director of the FBI? Oh, it was Robert Mueller. And who investigated the crime? Oh, the criminal investigated the crime. Robert Mueller, director of the FBI, he didn't want to know who brought those buildings down because probably he did. He didn't want to know. It's the same way with Alan Dulles. Alan Dulles probably assassinated John F. Kennedy on November 22nd. He was in charge of the investigation. You see the pattern? We'll be right back, folks.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Xtendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Xtendivite.com. That's Xtendivite.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org, tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We're back. Let me continue. I'm going to go back to Donald Trump just a moment. We interrupted him, James, and just mention that the thermite is the that is a known entity, James, and it's used, and demolition experts have looked at the evidence of 9/11, that Richard Gage, an architect, a man who builds steel frame buildings. I don't think he builds them anymore. He's been run out of his profession, run out of his marriage, I think. Hounded.
I have a question.
Just like, yeah, what?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. After the buildings came down, how high were the piles of debris left over?
Okay, pertinent, very pertinent. Thank you for asking that. The I'll ask another question first. What happened to the piles? Why do we not know much about them? Okay. What happened to them?
Now, hang on. Let me finish.
Okay. In any crime scene, what is police work 101? Okay. Every policeman knows. You preserve the evidence. It goes to the evidence locker. It gets put in sealed bags. It's handled with gloved hands. It's photographed. It's preserved. Okay, now all of the steel for all three World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7, two 110-story buildings and a 47, All of that is evidence. The cuts that were made in the steel are obvious evidence. Hundreds, thousands of cuts had to be made to bring that down. Guess what they did, ladies and gentlemen? It stinks to high heaven so bad. What did they do? What did these police, this FBI, headed by Robert Mueller, obviously he's in control, isn't he? He's the director, and he's a communist. He had all of the steel, all of it, hauled away by truck drivers. Every one of the truck drivers had GPS tracking devices put all over their trucks. They were logged and charted, and they were not allowed to stop on their route. They picked up their load, got in their cab, drove off to Staten. I believe it went to Staten Island. It went to a dump, a giant dump, right away, immediately. They were so immediate that when they were picking up with the excavators, as they picked up beams from the pile, they were picking, there's video of this, as they picked up beams, there was running molten metal. The firemen on the scene, the construction workers on the scene, they said, "We've never seen anything like this. We were picking up, it was running off of the steel, molten metal." For days, yeah. days, and right. This is impossible. How do you get that much molten metal it was heated to thousands upon thousands of degrees, way beyond the melting point of metal, so that a week later it was still molten? And they hauled it right off to the dump, and then where did it go? Ladies and gentlemen, where is all the evidence today? How much steel do you think? All you would need would be, you know, a couple tons of that steel to prove the case. For controlled demolition. Well, where is the steel?
I heard.
Where is the evidence?
Yeah, I heard.
It's all gone.
The dust got as far south as Pennsylvania. The dust came
worse
all the
than
way
that
down to Pennsylvania.
Oh, worse than
so
that.
It was dust. It was.
Oh, well, okay. Well, no, these are pieces of steel. These beams of steel. You can see them.
Well, I know the steel left over, but the ultimate thing was that somebody's got to tell me the height of what they left, what was found afterwards.
Oh, okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But let me get to this. Okay. Let me get to this salient point that I don't want to lose track of. Folks, Robert Mueller had all of the steel, all of it, loaded on giant ships and sent to Red China. All of it.
Oh, he's a real patriot.
Red China. Now, why does that need to be sent to Red China? Why send that to Red China? Can't we use steel? If you're going to recycle the steel, if you're going to destroy evidence, why not destroy it in America? Ship it to Pittsburgh or use it, you know, right there.
Money.
Yeah.
The Chinese
They shipped it through the Panama Canal or around the Cape of Cape Horn all the way to China. Yeah. Okay, now what are they doing? It's called destroying evidence. It's called what the mafia did with your body. Put it in a vat of acid, and then throw the vat into the Hudson River. It's called destroying the evidence. It's what Hillary Clinton did with her cell phones and her 33,000 bleach bit emails. It's what the Secret Service and the FBI.
The NSA still has the records. The NSA still has the records of her calls, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's what the FBI and the Secret Service did with the blood spatter of John F. Kennedy's brain all over the back of his Lincoln. That was evidence.
Within minutes, they were
giving his car a car wash. You don't give a car wash to the crime scene, you know, for the president of the United States. So, folks, this thing stinks to high heaven. What did Liz Cheney do with all of the testimony, all the videotape from her phony January 6th commission? Liz Cheney, the daughter of the war criminal, murderer, Dick Cheney. They destroyed it.
Dick's daughter.
they destroyed it. So the...
shoot my lawyer.
Yeah.
We're going bird-eyed.
Let's go back to the president here. I'm talking too much. Hang on, James. Let's listen. Let's let the president finish what he was saying. This is a message he made for us today.
Down prices, and create new opportunities for people of our country. We have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation, more than Russia, more than Saudi Arabia, and we're going to use it, and we're going to reduce our debt. We're going to make a lot of money for our country, and we're going to bring down your energy costs at levels that you haven't seen in many years. These are just a few of the ways in which we will restore the glory of American citizenship and make it once again the proudest title anywhere in the world. We are going to make our country safe and powerful and rich and great again. Thank you very much.
Wow. Now, let me say this. This is really impressing me now, because this man made this video today. And what is Letitia Peekaboo James doing in New York? I didn't know, you know, Donald Trump, you know, people talk about Donald Trump as if he's a braggart, as if he's, you know, he's got a big ego. Folks, he doesn't. He really doesn't. He has a property in Westchester County, New York, which is just north of New York City. He has a home. I forget the name of it. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, like 50-some bedrooms. It's unbelievably huge. The kids grew up on it. Don Jr. and Eric, Ivanka, Tiffany, they grew up on this property. It's unbelievably beautiful. It's it's huge. Letitia is repossessing this property. She's already filed the papers with Westchester County to take it away from Donald Trump. This is his home. This is where his stuff is. This is where his kids grow up. And this animal, Letitia James, is going to steal that from him. And once she does that, how do you get it back? She'll sell it to somebody. And then how do you undo the auction on your property? You don't. Maybe you do, but this is unconscionable. It's unbelievable. This is, and Donald Trump, I didn't find the post yet. He put it up today. He said, this is communism. It's exactly what it is. But let me cheer you up about how, thank goodness they're doing this to Donald Trump. And you know, he makes that point. They're only doing it to me because I'm in the way. They're doing it to me because I'm in the, they want to do it to you, but I'm in the way. So they're doing it to Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump, folks, he's taking it for us. And I read a post today by a patriot who said,
It sounds just like Jesus on the cross.
Yeah, it sounds, Donald Trump on the cross. And by putting Donald Trump on the cross, they're not winning. The Democrats aren't winning. And I think I read something by a left-winger, who said, hey, fellow left-wingers, wake up. Smell the coffee. If Letitia James repossesses Donald Trump's child, his home of his children, you can kiss your ass goodbye. The election is over. Donald Trump is guaranteed to win. If you take away his home, he's guaranteed. Because every American understands that. Every American understands.
Well, she's making up for slavery after all, you know, because her forebears were slaves, and so she's being even. And George Soros is helping her.
Well, by the way, speaking of her forebears, let's talk about Big Fanny. Big Fanny down in Atlanta with her case against Donald Trump. I didn't know this. Big Fanny's dad was one of the founders of the Black Panthers. Now, if you grew up in California, folks, you know the story of the Black, and you're my age, you know the Black Panthers are as bad as it gets. These are people who simply kill whitey. I mean, that was their slogan, kill whitey. Her father, Fanny grew up with a dad who said killed whitey and was a founder of the Black Panthers. They're all communists. She's a communist. These people,
he was speaking metaphorically.
Yeah. Kill them metaphorically. And they've been killing us in reality, in actuality, killing us, raping us, laughing about it. Because Whitey is so dumb. Whitey is such a gullible cluck. You know, they rape your daughter, they kill your sons, they'll destroy your country, and, you know, well, you know, we need more love, we need more togetherness. I talked with somebody today about that, I couldn't believe it. You know, a fellow, you know, person who, you know, thinks we need more love, we need to, you know, show them more love, you know, I'm bad, I'm guilty. It's a very... Up here in North Dakota and Minnesota, they call it Minnesota Nice. North Dakota has it too.
Well, you just have to get your Joan Baez records out. Get your Joan Baez records out and feel guilty.
And it's there why Scandinavia. It's why Scandinavia is circling the toilet, because it's the Scandinavian people are so nice. They're so friendly. They're so welcoming.
We white people sinned against the black man and woman.
Right. And they're guilty.
We made slaves of the rest of the world. Yeah. Now we got to pay back.
Yeah. So anyway, but Donald Trump has awakened the sleeping giant. Not fully yet, but it's happening. And that's one reason I feel great tonight, because the, you know, there are good folks. I mean, some of the best people in this MAGA movement, for instance, Kash Patel. Patel is about as, you know, as un-European a name as you can get. I think Patel is an Indian name. Kash Patel, he's not white. And a whole bunch of the really best people in the MAGA movement are not white. So it's not just, you know, a white people thing. And part of the power of Donald Trump is that everybody knows that Donald Trump doesn't have a racist bone in his body. He's as generous with, you know, of all peoples, and he's so black men have gotten that, and they're going to vote for Donald Trump in large numbers, and that's curtains for the Democrats. Hispanics right now, Donald Trump is more popular with his. Outvoting. He's outpulling the Democrats with his. That's the end of the. That's it. A game, set, match for the Democrats. And this is part of the beauty of Donald Trump. He is such a generous guy. Oh, and when I say he's not an egotistical guy, he has this incredible home in Westchester. He didn't brag about it. He didn't show it. He could, you know, he could do 60-minute shows, you know, walking you through his home in Westchester. And I'm telling you, it's like Versailles, folks. It's unbelievable how beautiful it is. The swimming pools, the lawns.
Letitia James wants to move in. That's what communists do. When the communists kicked all the rich people out of China, all those commies in Shanghai moved into the rich houses. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
There's a row,
exactly.
Row upon row of estate mansions in Shanghai, out, and the commies all moved into those estate houses.
Right, and for the people who had some property that the communists envied and they wanted, and they took it, and they reserved one 22 bullet to the back of the brain for each of those.
You want to know what else the commies do in China when they take over a building? They seal up the front door and they creep in the back door. I've seen it. You've got to see it to believe it. They'll board up the main building's front door. And when they go in the building to do their living or whatever they do, they always go in the back door, in a little back door.
Wow. See? Wow. I was at
a big house one time. Listen, I was at a big house one time riding my bicycle. I found it by accident, and there was men working on the roof. And this thing was a big house. It was in Shandong province. And I stopped my bicycle to look at it, and all the workers, Chinese workers on the roof, all stood up and looked at me. You know why?
No. They
thought maybe that foreigner is looking at his house. They all looked at me to see what I was going to do.
Oh.
Back to you.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is amazing. Here you are.
It.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the living testimony, folks. People who have seen this, seen what happened.
Like to live with a communist.
Yeah, yeah.
24/7.
And that's what we've got here, folks.
They always want to know what you're thinking. They'll always be, James, what do you think? Are you happy, James? What are you thinking, James? Are you writing the postcards, James? What are you saying in the postcards? See, like that, right?
Well, yeah.
They'll
and
nag you till
folks,
you die.
James, you know, has said it on this show many times, and the essential to communism, and George Orwell wrote about it in 1984, essential to them is not just taking your property. Of course they want that. And taking over your country. Of course they want that. They want everything. They want complete power.
They want your
but
mind.
Ultimately, they want your crack. Mind. That's right. They want a brain.
Right.
We'll talk about that right
after
this.
Right.
Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot 6 and weighed 240.
And I'll tell you what, I found that post I was looking for you folks. And listen to this. And by the way, James, you are a prophet. Because you said, you said, I've got 500 million for you, Mr. President. My name is Elon Musk. Okay, now I don't know that Elon heard your message, but listen to this. Listen to what the president said today. Through hard work, talent, and luck, I currently have almost $500 million in cash, a substantial amount. Yeah. Okay.
Go.
And now here's where he's really, really catching them by surprise. They didn't think he could come up with $500 million in cash. Somehow he has. And what that means is he's not going to lose his property or his home or anything else. And I wouldn't be surprised, James, if he got a phone call from Elon, and that's where that money came from.
Well,
and Elon, that's
well,
not.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this.
No, I think go ahead.
Elon's not obligated to. You know, if he personally helps out Donald Trump, that's not politics. That's not governed by the FEC.
No.
So if it's
that's
if there's a personal loan, you know, if business, Elon is a brother. Sends $500 right. million dollars to Donald Trump. That's Elon. And I'll tell you what, folks, Elon Musk has lost a lot more money than that. And if he gives Donald Trump $500 million to use as bail money, okay, for Letitia and Engeron in New York, he'll get that back. Donald Trump will win on appeal. And the bail money minus, probably there's a certain amount that will be lost, but it's nothing like the $30 billion that Elon lost in buying Twitter. Now get this post, he goes, the political hack judge on this rigged and corrupt AG case, where I have done nothing wrong, knew this. He wanted to take it away from me. That's like your Shanghai. And that's where and why he came up with the shocking number, which coupled with his crazy interest demand is approximately $454 million. I did nothing wrong except win an election in 2016 that I wasn't expected to win, did even better in 2020, and now lead by a lot in 2024. And then here it is, folks, in 5 words. This is communism in America.
Right.
This is Shanghai. This is Cultural Revolution China in America.
That's right. That's right. And this Letitia James thinks because she's angry about something or she was beaten by her parents or something like that, and this is how they use them. They know what they've been, their weaknesses, you see. And so the guys in the shadows, you can be mayor, like the mayor of New York, Eric Adams.
Right.
Now Letitia James, we're going to make you great. AOC, you were hurt as a child. See, that's how they do it.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
You can get even with those white people.
Yeah, get even those white people.
Well, yeah.
No, that's exactly what it's all about.
Enough like that. Yeah, enough times, right?
And folks,
people there that know the difference.
Yeah, and there are great non-white people, folks, who don't want to get even with us white people. And we love those people. But unfortunately, there's the other kind, too. Well, but folks, that's it for this week. We'll meet up again here in the Trump Clubhouse on Monday. Who knows how much is going to happen in the next 72 hours?
I think a lot.
A lot. See you on Monday, James.
Okay, thanks, James. Bye now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can.